Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Chose and happy Tuesday. That feels like a Monday.
For us.
Yeah, we took it upon ourselves to shorten the week because you know what? If God won't give you a 4-day work week, you just make it happen for yourself.
You do. We are back to being pen pals, internet friends, remote buddies.
I love it. I'm sorry. Like
sad. When I climb into bed, I start feeling sad.
I definitely miss you, like in a deep and profound way. But I love being back in my little box. I love remote podcasting. I feel like I can really just be myself in a way that I could never be. Like, you're not here to judge like anything I say. Do you know what I mean? Not that you're a judgmental person.
I'm not a judgmental person, but it's literally my job is to judge the things that you say.
Yeah, and you just can't touch me over here in my box, you know?
I'll find a way.
I found a way.
No, it's definitely sad. My studio, which was, you know, beautified and harmonious, and you could tell there were three souls working in here at a given time, is now back to being like a person talking to themselves on the internet.
Yeah, it's giving sad. It's giving, you know, loneliness, but let me tell you how excited I was for today's episode. Like, I literally put on jeans.
Actually, I see. And you put on a belt.
I put on jeans. I got this belt. And like, you know, when you order something online and you're like, this one piece of clothing, whether it's an accessory or a piece of clothing, is going to change my wardrobe. And like, you just, your life doesn't start till that package arrives.
Yeah.
That happened to me with this belt. And of course it came and I got it in the wrong size. So like, I had to wait for the new size to come before my life could really start.
So now you're like a Western swirly.
Yeah, I saw Morgan Stewart wearing this belt and I asked her where it was from and she said it was from Celine. So I'm not gonna lie, like I went into the Celine store. I was like, all right, maybe I'll be that bitch who like dropped $600 on a belt. And I just went in and I was like, this is the belt. It just looked different when it was on Morgan than it did in the SAD store. And I was like, I'm not spending money on this belt. Like this belt and I were not meant for each other, you know?
Was it even $600 or yeah. more?
Yeah,
it was 600.
Maybe, yeah, it was six. And I was like, okay, no. And then I saw Danielle Caroline wearing a belt that like looked similar, but like more my vibe. And it was from Below the Belt and it was $130 and they sold it on Revolve. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm a dupe. Like I love to think I'm a Morgan Stewart girl, but like I'm not. And Danielle Caroline was out here doing the work for people who didn't want to spend $600 on a belt. So I got the belt and I was like, today's the day I'm gonna wear it. I have such an exciting day, mostly just because The Toast is back. We haven't done an episode since Wednesday. And like, we just have so much to talk about. I feel like every time we go on break, the episode that follows is like always widely distributed. So I needed to look my best. It's bussing. So I needed to look my best. That means I'm wearing my belt. I'm wearing my jeans. I also just have like a busy day. I had like all the things I postponed from last week to this week.
No, I have a week's worth of work today.
Right.
Today.
So I'm excited to be back. Everyone was like posting on Instagram this weekend, people in New York being like, oh my God, it's spring. Spring has sprung. Al fresco sunchette. And it's literally hurricaning here today. It's so depressing. It's disgusting. I wish I never came home.
Well, you're always welcome to come back to my house. Even though I feel like when you stay so long at my house, which you know I love, I feel like it makes your next stay even further away because you feel like you get sucked into this hole when you come here and that you can't come for just a weekend or a week because it's going to be 3 weeks to a month of your life. And I understand why you're not like, oh, I'm going to go away for a month today.
Yeah, no, I'm never coming back to your house.
Because you get sucked into the vortex.
It is a vortex because I'm just like, I could live here. Why not? I work here. There's a mall nearby if I need anything. Like, I can't come back. I'm sorry. You'll never see me again.
But the times were so good, La Tour de Lou.
They were so good. I feel like I was really on my fitness game at your home.
Yeah. We were sisters in fitness.
Yes. I just, like, I have a home. Like, I have a life, too, you know?
No, I know. But this is your life, too. You know, it's not like you're just living my life. Like, we were in it together. I felt like I was also living your life, too. I feel like so many of my things that I do in a day, like I was shirking a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, well, I was literally living your life. Like, stop it. What are you talking about?
No, but like we were doing everything together. Like, I'm just letting you know I was putting my things on the back burner too.
Yeah.
To do things with you.
So you don't want me to come back. That's what you're saying.
No, I would love for you to come back. You're welcome to move in anytime and stay as long as you want.
It'll be a minute before you see my ass in Florida again. Let's leave it at that.
Rats.
Unless, you know, I absolutely need to go back to St. Barth. And maybe I'll stop over in Florida. It makes the trip much easier coming from Florida.
Rats. Speaking of rats, how's your apartment?
Don't be rude. Do not be rude. So I left for a month. I laid 6 traps and I sealed all the holes in my apartment. And before I returned, all the traps were cleared out. No mouse to be found. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, as much as I wanted to catch the mouse, they were fairly certain he had already left before they laid the traps. But I would have just gotten real peace of mind had we snatched his up, you know, snapped his neck. But we didn't.
What would PETA say?
I don't know, but here's what I would say. PETA can eat my fucking ass. I love animals, but I don't live with them. Unless, you know, they're domesticated pets, but.
Or Ben.
Or Ben. Yeah.
Slay.
Slay. Okay, so speaking of Ben.
How's your relationship doing since the events of Wednesday?
Relationship is doing well. We recovered. It was actually the trip couldn't have come at a better time, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, for just like, you know, us time to work on our relationship. And I don't want to spoil everything, and I'm going to talk about St. Bart's, but today I am going to record a podcast episode for the Patreon that's like a full trip breakdown. It's going to be part solo. You know, I'd love to do a solo podcast to really just refine my skills for when I leave you in the dust.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
But I am going to have Ben join me.
Good luck.
Thank you. I am going to have Ben join me for the second half of it to talk about, you know, our marriage and also like his POV on the trip.
Okay. So we're platforming Ben again.
So not only am I preparing, you know, myself to leave you, I'm also working on my next co-host. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Wishing you well.
Thank you. So I don't want to like spoil everything, but let me just say this. I'm sick to my stomach that I'm not in St. Barth anymore. Like, Jackie, we have to go. Even though, I don't really feel like it's a place you would love.
Why?
Because it's a party town.
Okay.
Like, some could say I am returning from a bender. Like, do you hear my voice? I'm a little hoarse.
No, but I think, I understand why you would think that. But I also feel like, based on what I've seen, is that it's the type of place where the party is fun. So it's not like you have to be like blackout drunk.
No.
A little buzz, a little rosé, never hurt anybody. But like, it's good music, it's good people, it's a genuinely good time. I love a genuinely good time, not a false good time.
Yeah, no, it was very genuine. And it also felt weirdly like, it felt weirdly like a destination wedding.
Okay.
Because for the time, it's a very small island. So like you see the same people, you don't know these people, but you see them at every restaurant. It's kind of like you meet these, like, you know, your friend's cousins.
Or like you're on a cruise.
Yeah. A cruise is a better vibe. Yeah. And you just like know each other, you know?
That's really funny.
It is funny. And it's like, there was this bachelorette party that was like literally following me around. Like I saw them everywhere. I thought they were French because like not everyone is from America, which is like kind of nice. I thought they were French because they were so fucking chic. Like you never saw girls like cooler. The bride was stunning, but like everybody else was also like to the nines. And I feel like if you're going on your bachelorette
party to St. Barts, like you're not different. A slob.
You're not a slob and you're not from America. Like you're just not. Like it was different. I saw these bitches everywhere. I was like, eventually by the end of the trip, I'm like, we're sisters. Like, and then of course I met half of them. They were all toasters. Like it was great. And I was like, really? You guys are toasters? I don't know why. They gave me, I overheard one of them saying, let's take a picture. So I made up this narrative in my mind. I'm like, you guys, they're from Paris. Like they're French. Like we're not going to know them. They're not going to be toasters or anything. Turned out like one girl was from Paris and the rest were from New York.
Hmm. Don't judge a book, Turdy.
I didn't. I literally heard her say it, but whatever. I had the best time. And honestly, I feel like so much of my good time came from me feeling so good in my outfits. Like, it's really
you're feeling yourself.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Like, it's like low-key competitive. Everybody is dressed. And that's something else I liked. I feel like in America, like, we're just used to, like, everyone dresses like slobs all the time. And it's like sweatpants.
Even at, like, nice places. It's so crazy.
Yeah, we don't get dressed up anymore.
To the nines, yeah.
Jackie, they dress to the nine. I felt competitive. And I actually felt like I was holding my weight, like carrying my own with my outfits because I had spent so much time and energy, like...
Curating
looks. And we were a well-dressed group. You know, the tailors brought it. Like, everybody brought it.
I'm glad it was not for naught.
It was not for naught. Like, I felt A, like I looked good and it made me feel really good, but B, that I was on the same level as everybody else. Like, everybody was, I can't imagine how many times I literally stopped people in the street and I was like, where's your dress from? Like, everybody just looked so cute. And it was so nice to be a part of that and not just like an outsider, which I feel like for so long, like I was always like just looking in, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without you. And I also could not have done it with the store, without the store, everything but water. Like, what is that store? Half my outfits were from there.
There are so many of those stores down here. I recently went to one and bought like a whole outfit head to toe and wore it the next day, like right off the mannequin. And then you went, and then also I was just in Dallas and there was one right there. And I'm like, we've just shopped the whole store. But also what I like is every location has something different.
No, and they sent me a DM. Like, they were like, oh, we'd love to send you. I'm like, oh, please. Like, please.
Get that suit in every color. You know, the one.
With the roses?
The one that I wore in brown that day we went to the beach.
Yeah. Okay, so this actually happens to me a lot. And I was having this conversation with Taylor Strecker. And I don't mean this in any sort of negative way, in any way that's ageist. But it happens to me all the time. Like, it literally happened to me at a wedding recently where I was wearing the same dress as like the grandmother of the bride. And I was wearing this bathing suit and I literally saw this like 90-year-old woman on the beach wearing the same exact bathing suit. I think I have a very maternal like
mature taste. But also I think it's also because you're more modest. Yes. As am I.
Yes. We don't wear like slutty like.
Right. And the thoughts like are shopping the thought section and the mature women are shopping the mature section.
We're shopping like mother of the bride section.
But just, it's not because you're mother of the bride, it's just because like you're mature and modest.
Yeah.
There are only so many like amazing, gorgeous, modest gowns.
Yeah. So the bathing suit that you're talking about that we both have in the same color, like I did see this like actual grandmother wearing on the beach and I was like,
Slay. She's a slay.
She slayed and she was not just any grandmother. She was like from Positano, you know?
Yeah. I think you're good.
It's just something like, and I remarked on it to Taylor Strecker. I'm like, this is not the first time that like a woman three times my age is wearing the same thing as me.
I don't see it as a bad thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Not at all.
So I'm going to do like a full podcast, like TripAdvisor energy recap on the Patreon talking about flights. And I learned so much. Like if you are going, I will help you. What restaurants we loved, what restaurants we didn't love. I was the victim of a con that I actually haven't even told you about. I need to tell you about.
No, I don't know what it is. And I can't imagine how my girl got.
I got got by, I really can't, I can't even say it like, because there's so many people involved and like, just know like as much as it is a small island and like you become sisters and friends with everyone you meet every now and then, like you will meet a con man. And I did.
Damn, la. You'll tell me offline or you'll say in the Patreon?
No. I literally can never. This story, one, because it makes me look so stupid.
Did you lose money?
No, thank God.
Okay. What'd you lose?
Like dignity.
Okay, priceless, but.
Priceless.
but no biggie.
The bachelorette party that I spoke about previously, they actually helped me uncover the con because they were like, we almost got, but we were too smart. And then we saw that you got, like, I can't tell the story.
It's giving Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
Yeah, no, I need to write a novel.
Yeah.
So in terms of like real breakdown, I'm going to do that on the Patreon by myself and also with Ben. But here's what I'll say. 10 out of 10, you absolutely have to go. Greatest place on earth. Do I look tan?
You're wearing black, so it's hard. It doesn't bring out your tan, but certainly tan.
The sun was gorgeous. I wore so little makeup. I brought a flat iron. I used it once and I was like, fuck this. I just was so feeling myself. It was such a gorgeous place. Amazing shopping, amazing people. I made like lifelong friends with the toaster. I hope she feels the same way. She's probably going to be listening to this episode because like, and I'll tell the story on the podcast, but there's this place that like everybody goes to on Sundays and the reservations book out like years in advance. I called and they were like laughing in my face. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Like, I'll just go kill myself. And I met this toaster and I was like lamenting about not being able to get a table at Nikki Beach. And she was like, oh, we have a table, come. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, like we had two extra spots anyway, so I'll just change it to, you know, four more spots. And she's a sister and friend for life. I actually think you know her, like vaguely, disconnectedly.
Like through friends of friends?
Through like her sister is friends with Olivia.
Okay, now I wanna know.
Oh, so you know Olivia's always talking about Tata?
Yes.
This is Tata's sister.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so like, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna go like with a serial killer. I did my research. Yeah. Sisters for life. Like when I come back to Florida, she lives in Florida. We have to have dinner, like obsessed.
I love this.
And she's a toaster.
Making new friends in adulthood.
It was giving cruise.
It's so cruise, Claudia, like friends on vacation.
No, and I just want to say, I just want to say, like, I'm not one of those people who makes friends on vacation. Like, kill me. It was different. You have to go to St. Bart's to understand the energy. Like, we're really a family.
I understand.
So I'm thrilled to be back. Thank you to everyone for giving me the opportunity to explore a place I really wanted to go to and giving me the time off to do that.
You're welcome.
We How had was a your lot trip? Of- you got a haircut.
I got a haircut. Yes, you already saw it. And I posted about it on my Instagram, but I was in Dallas this weekend. And as everyone knows, I desperately needed a haircut. If you watch like the last YouTube episode to now this one, there is a major change in your girl. And I wanted to do like my day trip to New York to do all my services. But slowly but surely, I've been getting them done. Like I got my eyebrows done when I was with you. And then one of my favorite influencers who has the greatest hair on the planet, she lives in Dallas. And she just posted a reel of her haircut in Dallas. And I was like, I'm going to Dallas. What if I just went to her hairstylist? Obviously, this is a skilled person. So I called. I tried to get an appointment. Couldn't get one. Then Kate, she's the influencer. She pulled some strings and got me an appointment.
Because I've got friends in high places.
And like right during nap time, which was just so perfect. So I snuck out, got my hair did. And I'm a brand new person. I'm brand new.
You feel different?
Yeah, it's just like every morning I do my hair and I put in a lot of effort and it's staying.
Oh, it's staying.
And it's staying. And like, I know you like to call me a mole woman and you're not wrong for that.
I don't feel like I really, for as much as I like thought it, I didn't say it.
No, all you have to do is say it once and I got it. And you said it maybe once or twice. But that was just the truth, you know?
No, and I would really never like make fun. Like you're obviously a busy person. You're a mom of two. Like I would never say that.
But you did say it.
Can I do one thing really quickly? Because like I don't really wear jeans on this here podcast. I have the biggest camel toe. I'm just going to quickly step off and rip these jeans from my clitoris, if that's okay.
Can you even see it on the show? Or maybe it's just a pain.
It was a pain, not a visual thing.
Got it. Oi.
Yeah. Oi. So you got a haircut. Sorry, I cut you off. And what else? And like now that you have that haircut, do you feel how I feel like with my belt?
Oh, for sure. It might even be more of that.
For sure. Because I can take my belt off.
I can, like the hair stays. And what's exciting is I haven't washed my hair since the blowout.
Oh, because that's the best.
And I'm excited to actually wash it, like run my fingers through my hair when it's wet, like see how
different
lively
it
is.
Yeah, I mean, you look healthy. You look good.
Thank you. I'm continuing on my health journey. I haven't seen all the results that I want to see yet, but I'm not going to let that slow me down.
Oh, yeah. My health journey.
Came to an abrupt halt.
Let me say this. I was technically like in France, you know? I think St. Bart's is the French West Indies. I think it's a part of France, right?
You were there.
Like they use euros.
Not necessarily French, but if it's French, wouldn't you know? Weren't there flags?
I literally didn't see one flag. Wait. Just let me look this up really, really quick.
St. Bart's
country.
Passport stamp? What'd it say?
It's
when
an
you
island.
Arrived, was there a picture of the queen?
It's a French-speaking Caribbean island. Is St. Bart's a country? An overseas collectivity of France since 2007. Whatever the hell that means.
Giving colonialism.
Actually, yes, it is. And I was there colonializing.
Colonizer.
Oh, colonizer. By the way, colonializing.
Classic.
Wait, why did I bring this up? I was in France. Oh, and so, you know, they don't have like the problems in their food that Americans have. You know, people say like they're gluten-free and then they go to Italy and they can eat pasta because it's not made of shit.
Or yeah, people say they go to Italy, they eat pasta for every meal and they lose weight.
Right. And like, maybe that happened to me because I did eat a lot of pasta, but I was in France, you know?
And you didn't feel larger?
No, I mean, your dresses were so tight on me, but they were tight in the vlog too.
Yeah. No. So you're saying like it was that effective, like you can eat quote unquote unhealthy food, but because it doesn't have all the chemicals and processed things that we have here in America, like it's healthy.
Yeah, it was giving healthy. I don't know. I don't feel like I like, even though I ate whatever I want and was like drinking a lot, I don't really feel, it was just like the French way. I was like drinking wine and having pasta. I just feel like it was fine.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So before we dive in, I wanted to thank some people, if that's okay.
Okay. Who are you, Jason Kelsey?
Yes, actually. First and foremost, I want to thank you. Because like I said, so much of my trip was made better by the fact that I felt so good in my clothing and like in my skin. And that was really you. You gassed me up. We went on our health journey together for a week. And then I got to wear all your clothes. Like, it was just a dream. So I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Second, and really most importantly, who helped facilitate was a woman named Ashton. I believe you know her. I believe you introduced me to her. Mm-hmm. She's a toaster who works for like a villa service called Rental Escapes. And she literally, like, I wouldn't have been able to go without her. Like, she hooked it up with the house. Like, it was a perfect house. It was just everything. And I loved the service. And I'm going to do a whole, like, you know, part in the podcast about why you should use the service. Three, I want to thank the Taylors. I didn't really realize until I got on to, like, meet them that they had been on their honeymoon.
Oh, classic turdy.
Yeah. So I just thought I was, like, you know, crashing a trip, like, ha-ha. Not crashing a honeymoon, ha-ha.
But you know that there's this trend now where people, like, after their weddings, before their honeymoon, they go on, I don't know what it's called, like a buddy moon or something, where they take a vacation, like, with friends from their wedding party. Not exactly what the Taylors did, because it's like, if you have a destination wedding, then, like, people stay, you have, like, a trip with your friends, and then you go on your honeymoon. I think it's called, like, a buddy moon. And also, as we've discussed, like, having people around on your honeymoon is important for the health of your marriage.
I agree, but, like, the Taylors are weird in the sense that, like, they really like being alone together.
Psychotic.
They're not, like, looking for a distraction.
But I feel like they had their honeymoon.
And by the way, their trip was over.
They were going to go home. And yes, then they had a trip with friends.
Yes. No, and they were, like, so, like, down, yada, yada. But, like, once they, like, said they were on their honeymoon, I was like, wait, you were? And if I had known that, maybe I wouldn't have gone. So maybe
I'm
glad.
It's best that you didn't know.
It's best. So I believe those are all the... Oh, and I want to thank me for making it happen.
Making your dreams come true.
And I do want to thank the toasters for giving me the grace and the time off.
Yeah. And we made it work. We had lots of Patreon content. We missed two episodes, Turdy. Like, it's okay.
Three.
No, we had an episode Thursday. We do double on Wednesday.
We did double on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. We missed three.
We missed three, which we hate to do. But it was so important for my health that I get the fuck out. And, you know, I did just get my blood work done, and I was vitamin D deficient.
Yeah. So you had to get that D.
I got D'd down.
And you took a trip with your husband, like I suggested.
Right. For my health.
For her health. And she's looking great.
And I love taking a few days off the toast because then there's so much to talk about.
Yeah. And there is so much to talk about. These are like the Fast Five stories from the last few days that everyone has been talking about. And we're going to give you our thoughts, even though I have been so unplugged from what's going on.
Oh, me too. I've just been like, I don't know, enjoying life.
Beautiful.
Did you get any other beauty services done while you were in Dallas?
No, I was super busy, and that was like my one moment for me.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah. So now on my list of things is Botox, and I am going to come to New York for that and also see my swirl.
You better.
It probably won't be like a one. I'll probably plan like a little trip soon to come and see you for like a few. Well, the family see for a few days or something.
Fabulous. We can't wait. We can't wait to welcome you.
I was going to text you and ask when would, like, is there a good week? Is there anything going on? Anything I need to be at?
Oh, like anything fabulous?
Oh, shit. Toastiversary.
Wait, I was just going to say, we have not started planning Toastiversary.
No, literally last time we spoke about Toastiversity was on that page. It was a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Jackie and I are coming up on our...
Six-year anniversary.
Our six-year anniversary of the Toast. After our first year anniversary of the Toast, we threw this soiree because we were so proud of ourselves for like rebuilding our business, making it 1 year, having success. And it was so fun and it was so fabulous. And we never did it again.
I think that was the last time that I got so drunk.
Yeah. And you were kind of like a liability.
No,
I
was so drunk. I couldn't stand.
We literally had to end the night.
Yeah. Well, you guys went off to a club. Oh, I went too.
Yeah, girl, you came as well and fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah, no, I think that was literally the last time I ever got that drunk.
And I think that was probably for the best.
Yeah, no, I was like, I run a business. Like, I can't just be non-functioning like this.
No, and we like made it all the way down. The party was over, but like, you know us, we had to go even further. We got a table at a club. We were like, woohoo, we made a dollar. Let's spend it. And we literally got to the club, paid the bill, and you fell asleep. Like, we didn't even get to spend the money.
Yeah, no, had to go home. So maybe like now it's my 6-year anniversary of getting so drunk. Let's do it again.
I'm so down.
I can't. The next day I had like an IV, which is nothing for it me. But I was just like, not well. No, can do.
We are planning a toast anniversary. So I guess that's probably the next time you'll come to New York.
Yeah, maybe. That would be a good time to sync up.
We also need to get on that. So let's
talk offline.
Let's set a time for a Zoom call with the party planning committee, which consists of both you and I.
Okay. I hope you can make time for it.
Actually, I can't. Like, I'm busy.
I know. Me too. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll put it off till next week.
Sounds good.
So I feel pretty good about the fact, like pretty good moving forward.
Yeah. I feel caught up with you, caught up with the team. And now we can get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Papaya. You have heard us rave about our Papaya reusable paper towels for months now, but if you haven't tried them yet, you're a weenie, and we're going to try and convince you to make the switch. So we swear by Papaya. We don't use paper disposable paper towels anymore. And just to remind anyone who forgot, one sheet from Papaya replaces 17 rolls of disposable paper towels. So maybe you've been listening to us talk about them and you're thinking, Claude, you've been duped. A reusable paper towel is just a rag. That is not true. Papaya is a million times better than any rag we've ever owned. So let's say you're enjoying your morning coffee when suddenly you spill the entire mug all over the floor. You go to the kitchen and grab your rag from over your faucet. It's still wet from the night before. The smell coming from it is vile, and you're supposed to be cleaning with this thing. You go to clean the spill, but the rag just basically moves the coffee around. Your floor is still wet. Your hand smells. The rag smells. We're all upset. So this same situation with Papaya. You spill your morning coffee. You grab your reusable Papaya paper towel hanging on the Papaya hook on your backsplash. It is dry. Even though you just use it, it smells fresh and clean, and it absorbs the entire coffee spill in one go. Then you just rinse it in the sink, hang it back up for the next time that you need it. So if you have been wanting to make the switch, this is for all of my lazy girls. Like, it's just easy. It's great. We hang one by the backsplash for cleaning in the kitchen. We hung one by the sink to wash our dishes. It can also replace your nasty dish rag. We hung one in our bathroom, so after we wash our face, we don't have to grab a bunch of tissues or use Ben's towel to wipe up the water. Each pack is only $18, and it comes with two sheets and a hook. So don't wait. Go to papayareusables.com and use code TOAST20 for 20% off. That's TOAST 20 for 20% off. Today's episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special time into your schedule is to know what's important to you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find that no matter what matter. Can help you find that. Oh my God. Can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. BetterHelp is done entirely online, which makes therapy a lot more accessible. Also, just like a lot more comfortable. You get matched with a therapist, and I feel like a huge part of therapy is you get a recommendation and you meet the person, and it's just not a match. Nothing wrong with them. It's just so personal that it's not a good match and you need to change. And it makes it really awkward, like having to call and cancel. With BetterHelp, it's super like not a big deal to change therapists. They'll switch it up. No additional charge. And then when you find someone you like, you can talk to them at whatever medium feels most comfortable for you. So that's chatting via video phone call. That's chatting on the phone, texting, whatever it is, BetterHelp can do it. And you can learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/toast today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/toast. BetterHelp.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Collective. If you're a freelancer, you probably dread your quarterly tax bills. And if you're a business of one is not set up properly, you're likely overspending on your taxes. It's time to reduce your tax bill by the thousands with Collective. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specialize in S-Corp election. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. But don't wait to elect, because the deadline to backdate your S-Corp to January 1st is coming up on March 31st. If you're a business owner, a freelancer, you know, like tax season is super expensive. It's also really confusing because we don't learn in school like how to take care of things like this. And Collective is just one of those great companies that's going to handle it all for you, and their priority is saving you money. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/toast and tell them that Toast sent you. That's $199 value waived and a full year of S Corp savings when you go to collective.com/toast and tell them that Toast sent you. That's collective, collective.com/toast and tell them that the Toast sent you. That's collective.com/toast. Thank you, Collective, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, Jackie, before we dive in, I just had like this sort of premonition. I wanted to make sure because I have like trauma now. We're recording. Like I keep checking mine. You check yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Recording.
It's just so important that we're recording, you know?
It is important. But speaking of outages, and this isn't a story, but I feel like it's going to be the theme of the day. So I just want to, you know, speak to what's Instagram. Going on in people's lives. Instagram's down, Facebook is down, and parts of YouTube are down too.
Instagram and Facebook being down, that makes sense. They're, you know, part of the same family.
Yeah, YouTube, but I'm now seeing that YouTube is having an issue also.
Well, they better get their shit together before the Toast comes out.
Oh, well, yeah. But I wonder how long Instagram's going to be down. Like, imagine if it's the whole day. You know those days where, like, Instagram's down and everyone's in a tizzy?
No, and it's so annoying. Like, because today's the day I'm back from vacation. I have to be like super productive. And Instagram is a part of my work. And it's like Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want me to be productive.
No, I agree. I already have like three stories in my Instagram that weren't loading all morning. And I was like, thought it was my Wi-Fi. I was blaming myself, you know, because I'm so self-critical.
Yeah, I'm so self-critical too. I thought our Wi-Fi was down too. I'm like, this bitch. I'm like, I totally forgot to pay the bill.
But turns out not my fault.
No, Jackie, it's not you. It's them. Always.
I wonder how long it'll be. What do you think? Over, under.
I feel like by the time the Toast, the thing is with Instagram, like when they're down, they don't move with speed and brevity. Like they like don't give a fuck.
No, sometimes it's an hour, but sometimes it's a whole day.
What do you think it's like working at Instagram when there's a outage? Like,
Oh my God, it's like that Jonah Hill meme.
Or like the thing that they work for is down. Like, is everybody just in the cafeteria?
Yeah. Oh, true. I do think that they care when their thing is down. Like, I don't think it's that they don't give a fuck.
No, same.
No, you just said they don't give a rip.
No, that's not what I said. I said the thing that they're working, like that they work for is down. No. So like
back up like 2 minutes before.
No, I don't think I said that. Did I?
Good thing we're recording. Hopefully.
Speaking of, like, I'm so sick, hopefully. I'm so sick of, like, recording, you know, being held so accountable to everything I said. Like, enough!
I understand that when it's, like, we're going through, like, episodes from 5 years ago, but it was literally two minutes ago.
It's, like, really annoying. Oh, and by the way, now my WhatsApp is down because I was just checking a message because it's a part of
the Meta family.
Instagram Meta. Guess we can't work today. I wish you were here. I would go to lunch with you.
You know what's usually not down?
Twitter?
Podcast app.
Never. Well, don't spoil it. But yeah, I mean, spoil. Jinx. It's never down. It's never been down.
And I guess like if the podcast app was down, you could listen on Spotify, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Actually, I don't know if you can listen on some of those platforms still, but hopefully.
Yeah. But that's why podcasting is a great medium.
So true. So accessible.
We're always there for you. Instagram down. But now we can get into the stories.
Not a story. Letting people know.
Just what's going on today. And if you're struggling, if it's still going on by the time this comes out, you know, we're here for you. Listen to old episodes.
I'm sure it's not a story, but I read this article over the weekend. I actually sent it to you this morning, but I know you were busy and you probably didn't read it. Did you see there's like a takedown of Jay Shetty?
I saw loosely that there is, but I don't know what the points are.
So Jay Shetty is...
But I know you're fiercely defensive of him.
I am, and I'm about to be. So Jay Shetty's like whole shtick is that he was a monk for 3 years and then ended up leaving the monastery, if that's what it's called. I just made that up. And taking like what he learned as a monk and building a self-help empire. And he like, you know, writes books and podcasts and everything. And The Guardian did like a big in-depth analysis. Apparently this journalist was writing a piece on him for Esquire. And like the more she dug, the more like questions she had. And Esquire was like not down to turn this interview into like an investigative piece. So they canceled the article. And so she went to The Guardian and like wrote this in depth. And apparently like he never lived in India as a monk, you know? But like, I don't know. He did like monk-like things in London, but he was like making YouTube videos. She said, I don't give a fuck, you know? Like I feel like I met Jay Shetty and he was the real deal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he said
that the details are not of importance to me. She has basically stitched together like everything he said about his time before being famous. On Ellen, he was on in his book. He also had a blog during the time of his like you know, North London, and like, it's really conflicts with like a lot of the stuff that he said on like Ellen and in his books. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just don't.
Why let the truth get in the way of a good story?
I know. And honestly, it just felt like the journalist was a bad faith actor. Honestly.
Really? Even though, did she start out like wanting to write something positive, or that's what she said that she wanted?
She got like a job for Esquire writing, and then she was like doing research, and like the more she researched, the more like things weren't adding up, and she was going to turn it into like some sort of like hit piece, but Esquire was like, no, that's not what we agreed to, so they just canceled the whole thing. But she, you know, was like a dog with a bone. She got a good story. Yeah. She took it to The Guardian.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, no, and I just like, I don't know, maybe it's because I met him and I was so taken by him. He was just so sweet and like, I don't know, I'm just not really interested.
You stand with Jay.
I do. I stand with Jay Shetty.
Okay. I'm gonna read it. But,
and he's not hurting anyone.
No, and it's like he's a overall a good faith actor.
Yeah.
So the details are a little murky.
Murky. I mean, we're all just like actors of our own lives, you know? Like, we're just storytellers, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I learned, you know, at my time at the Tisch School of the Arts.
But I also feel like there are sometimes people get caught in lies like this, and they're bad lies. Like, there was that comedian who said he was like, you know, survivor of 9/11, and he wasn't, you know, yeah, that
who
story.
Was that?
His name is like, not to, I'm sure he's listening to this be like, why you have to bring me up? Like, I just came through that. Why you have to bring me back to that?
I thought you were going to say like Hasan Minhaj. Which is what we were just talking about. But his was more serious. Like, his was lying about being like a victim of racism. When racism's a real issue, why you gotta lie about
it? Right, that's like being a victim of 9/11. Like, a lot of people are victims. Like, don't take their trauma and make it your own.
But with Jay Shetty, I don't know, I just feel like he's helping people.
It's giving victimless.
It's giving victimless crime.
Yeah, but I do need, I'm gonna make up my mind for myself, but yeah, he was nice to my swirly.
Jackie, and he so loved coming on the toast. He said such nice things. He sent me such a sweet note afterwards. Like, he just, like, he respected the toast. He, like, I'm sorry. Like, no, I don't give a fuck.
That's your boy.
I am gonna, I'm always, you know, as a person in public life, I'm always gonna judge people, like, based on my interactions with them. And my interaction was overwhelmingly positive. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I went into it being like low-key skeptical. You know me, I'm like not into self-help. And I'm like, I was like, how can you like make money off of self-help? Like, I didn't get it. I get it now.
Okay, Latour Delew, not to hold you accountable for everything that you've ever said.
Oh, what? What did I say?
No, that's, I'm gonna cite another example that you were up in arms about, and you need to tell me how it's different.
Okay.
Hilaria.
I've never met Hilaria.
Oh no, but like, so, oh, you're saying like the Jay Shetty crime, it, regardless of the crime, say you never met Jay Shetty, would you think this was a big deal?
Yeah, probably. Like,
Okay.
But I have met him, and I have, like, I feel like I know him, you know?
Oh, okay.
I never met fucking Hilaria. And honestly, like, Hilaria's, okay, great. You know, I'm so glad you brought this up. Jay, let's say Jay Shetty lied, like, about all of this. He lied so that he could help people. Hilaria lied so she could what? Like, be Spanish? Like, it's fucking weird.
Okay. Okay.
But like, okay, who's another person whom I've met? Like, that wasn't a good example. Jay Shetty and Hilaria are not equal.
A person who you've met that you then like changed how you felt about them?
Like, there was a scandal and I was like, you know.
You dropped them.
I don't do that because I'm not disgusting.
You don't do that. You don't. You're a loyal friend.
I am. I'm choking on my coffee.
Okay, let's maybe get into the actual stories.
I mean, it's only been 40 minutes.
First story, some big news is that Jason Kelce announced his retirement in front of his family and his teammates. It was a very emotional speech that he made, his brother Travis in the front row wiping away tears. His wife and Kylie and his parents were there, and it was a very touching moment.
Yes, not me like watching it live on the plane. I just like was bored. Oh, I read Strange Sally Diamond. I finished it. I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, let's circle back to that because yeah. Redheads is recording today and I have a lot of things to say about the Redheads.
Okay, but back to Jason Kelce. I watched it on the plane. I was like literally getting choked up, mostly when he was talking about Travis. And then when he was like, you know, I guess the thing in Philly is like it's called the City of Brotherly Love.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, it's no coincidence that I played for the City of Brotherly Love. And then that's how he like wrapped up his Travis segment. Like, I was fully blown crying. It was so sweet. But I had to like zoom out a couple times and be like, oh my God, like, cause it was so serious. And he was like literally taking like deep breaths. He could not speak. He was so emotional. I had to zoom out and be like, okay, wait, just hold on. Like, this is football. Like, it really, cause it felt like an actual tragedy.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that because I was watching it and I had that thought too. Like, it's so beautiful. And, you know, there's so much greatness, you know, yeah. So many good themes of like hard work and sportsmanship, yep, and teammates and camaraderie and
tenacity,
working
strength
together and belief, like so many great themes.
Totally.
But if you zoom out.
It's so important when you're watching the videos to zoom the fuck out.
It's a game. It's a sport. It's fun. You know, there are a lot of people who work, who do really hard, important, heroic work, who never get their flowers, who never have awards about
press
them.
Press conference.
You know what I mean? So I was, yeah, I had that thought too. But for the most of it, I was just wrapped up in it and he had a lot of nice things to say.
No, Jackie, I was like watching the video so entranced, being like, yes, and like crying too. And I would literally be like, oh my God, this is like the most horrible thing that ever happened. And then I was like, wait, he's literally just retiring.
And also like, it's a choice.
Yeah, voluntarily.
Yeah. But I think also like because of Travis and him and the lore around them and Taylor now, like it became so much of a bigger announcement than maybe it would have been 3 years ago.
Oh yeah,
he's
no,
just like a man like retiring, which people do all the time. It's like people have made it so much bigger than,
yes,
than maybe that it is.
No, and there's like literally like fan edits of his career to Long Live on TikTok right now. And like I watch him and I'm like getting choked up. I need to calm down.
Yeah. I don't know if he has any political aspirations, but I feel like he could run for mayor of Philadelphia and, assuming, you know, has some good platforms to run on, could win handily.
I love that idea, although like I feel like that's a great way to go from being universally beloved to being like hated, no matter how good of a job you do at like a political, like either half the city's gonna hate you.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that way with mayor. Like you can make a city better and everybody will be happy about, like look at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good example because like I look at it from the POV of New York City mayors who are just all hated, like all the time.
But like Giuliani was never hated while he was mayor.
No, that's true. But that's like the only example people cite. Even though, like, when he was mayor, everybody was like, fuck Bloomberg. But now I think we've, like, had so much worse de Blasio, oh, Eric, yeah, Adams, that we're all just, like, yearning for the Bloomberg years.
Yeah.
But he took away our sodas. Like, I mean, who gives a fuck?
No, he did a lot of crazy stuff.
It was just
stuff,
such
but
small.
But it's
it
all
so
washed
dumb.
Away.
Remember when he took salt off the tables, like, for the health? He was obsessed with health. It's like, leave us alone.
Yeah. No, and he, like, closed down so many streets to make, like, sitting areas where he couldn't even do dick.
Yeah, and then, like, causes so much traffic. But, like, it's small potatoes compared to what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, yeah, I miss those times, like, small, petty squabbles.
Yeah, the sodas. The sodas was really, like, probably what ended his career in politics. Like, people were so mad. He just, like, he made it illegal to sell a soda bigger than, like, I don't know, 75 ounces, which is, like, really, who needs a soda that big? Me.
Remember when, like, those were our problems?
Right. We didn't know how good we had it. And honestly, I feel like we all owe Mayor Bloomberg an apology, myself included. I was, like, one of his biggest critics. I was in the back of those yellow taxis just, like, rambling on with the drivers, like, cursing Mayor Bloomberg's name. We were so mad at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did we get here? Oh.
Jason Kelsey being mayor of Philly. Anyways, I think he could do it, you know, if he could did it in a way where it was common sense changes, the city's booming.
Yeah.
Beloved.
I just feel like being like any sort of, like holding any sort of office, no matter how like good your intentions are, like it's a thankless job.
Most of the time, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a particularly high paying job.
No.
But
he loves
his
city.
I don't think you can have a podcast and be mayor.
Yet. I think it would be great for a mayor to have a podcast. Talk about what you're doing. Talk about what you're seeing.
Explain yourself. But see, they wouldn't want to do it because it would be a form of like accountability for them.
Of course. But if you had a righteous, good faith mayor.
A GFM.
Hard to come by.
Extremely hard to come by.
But I do think that Jason Kelsey would be a GFM because he loves his city. That's all I was saying. That he loves his city. The city loves him. Okay, be mayor. Like, duh.
Yeah. What if he just ran for office? I also love that he just wore like a tank top and flip flops. Like, millions of people are tuning in, crying, screaming, throwing up, and like you're wearing your pajamas. Love that. Like, I feel like he literally went for a workout and didn't even shower, you know?
Yeah. And what do you think about the Swifties sort of decoding the things that he was saying, saying that there was maybe some Taylor-inspired statements?
Okay, I do want to say, because when he was talking about Travis, he did use the phrase "all too well," which of course is a phrase outside of Taylor Swift. It's existed for centuries, but it's been popularized, of course, by Taylordia. No, I honestly feel like of all, like, I feel like Jason and particularly Kylie, like, they don't give a fuck about Swiftie lore. Like, they aren't gonna, you know, give us Easter eggs. Like, Travis loves it, and I feel like Travis leans into it. And he was wearing like friendship bracelets last night that said Jason Kelsey's name on it and had his number on it. I feel like Kylie and Jason like don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah. And then also, what do you think about the order in which he hugged his family members after?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Did go in order of how they were sitting. But
so that would be,
I think it was Travis, parents, and then Kylie.
Ooh.
Okay. On its face, I think wife and mother of your children is utmost priority, but I don't think he has any, like, I think he has the absolute most respect and admiration for her. Like, I do think it was an order of seating, and there's really no bad what position would, to be in.
But what would the right order have been?
I do think Travis first.
Yeah, Travis first, and I do kind of like that he saved his wife for last.
Yeah, there's really no bad spot to be in is what I'm saying. Like, you're in the front row at the press conference. Like, you've made it. You're part of the inner circle.
Yeah.
You're part of my elite employees.
Okay, Jackie, thank you so much for bringing that up. You have now been promoted. You are now one of my elite employees. That's my favorite. It just went viral on TikTok. I can't even explain it. Like, but I showed it to Jackie and I think she liked it.
Yeah, I just cited it in the proper fashion.
Do you know how much that means to me?
I do it for you, Turdy.
I so appreciate that. You know what I'm really thinking about in this moment?
Lunch.
Yes.
I just know your intonation when you're hungry.
I'm so hungry right now. Like,
what are you thinking for lunch?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to talk about. Like, it could be a wrap kind of day.
I'm thinking Tailored Farms for me. Even though I had that for dinner last night, Zach and I eat the Tailored Farms Mediterranean Crunch bag salad every night, and we just switch it up with the protein.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, we're just, you know,
healthy parents,
healthy living.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I got to make some chicken today for our dinner salad.
I love chicken.
I made really good baked chicken the other day. Have you ever brined a breast of grilled chicken? It's not as crazy as it sounds. It sounds like you just like put it in salt water for a period of time. And then when you're ready to cook it, go and cook it. Makes it super juicy.
Really?
Yeah. And it was.
And you didn't think to do your little science experiment when I was there, knowing that my favorite food on the planet is chicken?
I literally must have done it the day that you left or something, because I did it last week.
So sweet.
Where were you? You must have just gone, and I was so upset. I needed to eat my feelings
with some chicken.
Some brined chicken.
So I know the people in Philly, like, to them this is so much more, and I'm sure our recap isn't doing it justice. So you have my thoughts and prayers during this time, but don't forget to zoom out.
What's also funny is that he announced made a speech in the locker room, and people were like, oh, he's retiring. And it's like, no, he had big things planned for this speech. Like, even Tom Brady did an Instagram post, I think. Jason Kelsey made a meal.
I love that.
Yeah, make a moment. Like, no one's going to give it to you.
No one's going to give it. You have to make your own moments in life.
Yeah, create your own special moments.
Destiny, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I feel we do here every day on the show.
Of course. Do you have anything you'd like to say in your personal press conference? That you're hungry?
So hungry.
Breaking news.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah. Well, we have four more stories. So if
we so have to move on.
And yeah, we do have to move on. Our next story, like, really so many big news from the weekend, though not news, more so like conspiracy theorizing, is that Kate Middleton has been seen for the first time since her hospitalization for abdominal surgery. And this is following like days and weeks of speculation about what's really going on with her. The girl stepped out to dispel some rumors.
Yeah, but then like last week, there was a bunch of royal news stories that really made it all more fun to conspiracy theorize about. Like, Camilla stepped down, Queen Charles is chilling, William didn't go to that thing. It's like there's four working royals and they're all out of business.
And also, like, Pippa's ex-boyfriend, who's a high-ranking royal and maybe cousin of someone, was murdered.
Pippa was in St. Barth.
She was. But you know that royal, well, I don't know if he was, there was, he died via gunshot wound. It's giving murder.
It's, no, there's, people aren't, sometimes I feel like people like fall into conspiracies and the internet, like, you know, gets their panties in a twist for no reason. There were quite a few things that's happened over the last few weeks to make people question. And the most popular theory that I've seen that I also believe is that the amount of time she said she's going to be out of commission is the exact amount of time it takes to recover from a BBL.
Yeah.
And that's what the internet has, you know, pretty much come to the conclusion of, is that Kate Middleton got a BBL. And I love that for her.
Well, if you get a BBL, can you then sit in the car before the end of recovery?
I think you need a special pillow.
But you then,
like, could a hemorrhoid?
You could put it in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a little dicey to, like, go, what if they saw your
bumpy
pillow?
No,
and also, like,
too.
What if Paps saw the pillow?
Yeah.
People also think she's growing out bangs, got a bad haircut.
Yeah, which I understand. Also, I didn't see this going around, but, like, could she have just gotten a mommy makeover, you know? Boobs and belly?
Perhaps. I think what's most confusing for people is, like, it was kind of, she had engagements up until, that she had to cancel to recover. So it's giving, like, emergency unplanned.
Yeah, for sure. Also, like, what is abdominal surgery?
I think it could be a number of things, ranging from small to large.
Right. I guess if you got a tummy tuck, like, that's abdominal surgery. No?
Yeah. But, you know, or if you got your appendix out.
Yeah, you would plan a tummy tuck. You wouldn't have to cancel engagements. But if you had an abdominal, like, appendicitis or something.
Yeah, then.
But why wouldn't they just say that?
Because it's probably not that either.
Right. And the reason, like, so she stepped out because all of this, you know, conspiracy theories about her. But then they also released a statement that was, like, very curt and very, didn't give us more information. They were like, we said what we said. She'll be back soon.
I like that for them.
Yeah. It does seem like kind of, so everyone starts conspiracy. So they, like, weekend at Bernie'd her in the car. Like, I don't know. I feel like her being spotted makes me question even more. I feel like they did it to put people to rest, and now I'm even more unrest.
She's spotted in direct response to the conspiracy.
Right, which is never a good reason to be spotted.
Yeah, but there's no right way. The conspiracy theorizers are gonna theorize whether they don't then show her. They're like, what are they hiding? Or they show her, they're like, oh yeah, there was something that we're hiding. You know what I mean? Can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
I think whatever it is, if it is something, like, more serious, in due time, we'll know. But what is the real, like, theory that people have? Because they think it's, like, connected to Charles and this murder.
There is just, like, a weird, and I don't know how or why, but at all the same time, like, all the working royals stopped working.
Of which there are four.
Right. Sounds like they could use a spare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, Camilla, get to work. But she's also an old woman. Like, I don't know.
William, too.
Yeah, but, like, Williams is, like, yeah, I guess they're both, like, looking after their spouses who are going through tough things.
Yeah.
Like, you agree this is weird.
I agree that it could be, but I also hold space for the idea that it's, as they say, and it's not nefarious, and there's not that much more below the surface.
So you're saying that two things can be true at once?
No, no.
You're holding space for...
Only one of these things is going to be true, but I'm holding space for both options.
Got it.
It can't be, like, a serious conspiracy while also being, like, non-nefarious as, you know.
Like, do you think it's just a coincidence?
Like, I'm inclined to say yes, but I'm a very trusting person. And I believe, like, when people, say...
You believe women.
I believe women, but also, like, when someone, I really don't think everything is, like, oh, a cover up for this or that. Like, I give people the benefit of the doubt. You say something, but I also leave space for, like, okay, maybe, you know, it's private and more serious, but not, like, this big conspiracy, they're divorcing and Charles is dying.
It's really hard not to, like, let like your self-belief, everything's a conspiracy. Because once you go down that rabbit hole, it's like a really dark way to live. Like, you're right. Sometimes you just have to believe what people say. But sometimes.
But I also read a funny bit of text meme the other day.
A bit of scripture?
A bit of text on a meme that was like, the way that like everyone just believes everything that they see on TikTok or Reels, like every video is like the way that like, you know, you make fun of your auntie for believing everything she sees on Facebook.
Wait, so funny that you said that, because I also saw like a bit of scripture that spoke to me that are like, it's, they're completely unrelated.
But you were just having scriptured.
Yeah. Oh, Instagram's down. I can't even find it.
Rats.
In my Instagram.
Fuck. Can you give us a general gist?
Yeah, I posted it on my Instagram stories yesterday. You might have seen it. It was just like,
I saw it. I saw it. And it felt like it was written
by me for you. Yeah. It was just basically like, yeah, I love that story for you. Let me tell you about the time it happened to me. And it's much more interesting because I'm in it.
That's this show.
Yeah.
You're wrong for that, Turdy.
If I could stop, I would.
That's like, why I don't. Trust me, I don't want to change you.
Jackie, I don't want to be that person. I don't. I find myself doing it, like, especially when I was in St. Bart's and I was like having wine and people were telling me stories. I was like, no, same, but better.
I can't change you.
I know I'm the worst type of person in the world.
The thing is, though, not to indulge you.
My stories are great. My stories are great.
Not always, but like you are like an interesting, funny person. So it's like, at least it's not the most dreadful person in the room doing it.
Yeah, with like not interesting life experience.
And like with just stories that never end. And it's like, was that the story? Is it over yet?
Right.
What was the point?
How did we get here? How do we get out?
So there, what I'm saying is there are worse people that could do it than you. Like if someone's going to do it, you are a good candidate. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like, it's giving Luann de Lesseps season one of Real Housewives of New York, where it was a whole storyline was like how nobody could talk about anything without her being like, I went to Paris once.
Yeah.
Like I am her, but Luann de Lesseps was a countess. Like, sorry, she had an interesting life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think two things can be true.
I'm holding space for both truths.
That's the new agree to disagree. Two things can be true.
Let's hold space for both.
Let's. Show me how you could do that.
Like this.
Are you ready for our next story? The other bit of news that sort of captured the world this weekend.
What?
The Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Oh my God. Okay. And you know what's so funny? On the plane yesterday, Ben and I sat separately because like I had miles and I sat in first class and he sat like, you know, in coach. He texted me. He goes, Wonka is amazing. I literally heard it was the worst movie of all time.
Oh, Zach watched it a few weeks ago and I popped in and the parts I watched, I enjoyed. I thought it was doing well.
Ben loved it.
I thought it was cute. Timothy was Timothy-ing.
Mm-hmm. Chalamet-ing.
He was Chalamet-ing the house down boots.
He was chalet-ing in Wonka.
And I enjoyed the things that I watched. I thought it was cute. I didn't see the whole thing, but I liked where it was going.
So that just reminded me of like a funny thing Ben said. Continue.
Oh, it just reminded you of, you know, how you could center yourself.
Something I wanted to say on my podcast, sue me.
Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow was not as advertised, to say the least. It's giving, you know, the Fyre Festival of Children's Immersive Experiences.
And if you lived in Glasgow, like you would have been there.
1,000%. You see these. So they had like promotional images of what the Wonka experience would be. It's giving, you know, Disneyland ex Wonka. The pictures were generated by AI. And then parents took their children to this wonderful immersive experience. And it was not even close to what it was billed as.
It was billed as like this like experimental sort of like pop-up thing that's going to be amazing. Bring your kids, like, buy a ticket.
And there are so many things like that, like Museum of Ice Cream vibes.
That, okay, I was going to say like comparatively, it was supposed to be like Museum of Ice Cream,
but there
right?
was also recently in New York, like an Alice in Wonderland type experience. That's like this, but for Alice in Wonderland. And it was, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know why people would think that this wouldn't look like what they said it was going to look like. Instead, it was compared to a meth lab. The actors were reading scripts that were also generated by AI that made no sense. The people who were working as like characters within just looked incredibly like depressed.
No, forlorn.
Forlorn is the word to use.
It was like held in an abandoned warehouse.
Children were crying.
The costume and makeup departments were non-existent. And people who were hired by this experience to be, you know, Oompa Loompas or, you know, different characters are now speaking out about their experience. There's just like out of work actors who like booked the gig and didn't think much of it until, you know, they arrived on set the morning of.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, the internet has its issues and it's really one of the worst places to be. But every now and then, like, something happens that renews my faith and my love for the interwebs and the content coming out of it. The fact that this thing went viral and then like all the memes and stuff, it has renewed my faith and my interest in the web.
Yeah, and I also feel like things such as this like happen, not so often, but like they happen where things aren't as advertised, and I'm glad that we're shining a spotlight on it.
Because people need to be shamed, and like, who are the owners? Who put this affair together?
I don't know. Oh, it was called, sorry, it's House of Illuminati.
And it's like a production company facility?
I don't know if you could call it that.
Right.
So.
I feel as though it's all fun and games, but like, think of the children.
Yeah, it's not right. But you know what? It's an important lesson to learn.
No, I just think of the parents who were like looking for fun things for their kids to do for the weekend and saw this immersive experience and were probably so excited and planned their whole weekend around it. Where is the, you know, civil suit?
There could be one. It really is Fyre Festival, though they're not stranded on an island. But the right. Fyre Festival didn't involve children, so.
Right.
Got away, both.
No, so funny. Kudos to everyone who was involved in making the story go viral. Yeah. I enjoyed myself immensely.
Me.
And I don't know, it just being held in Glasgow just made it funnier.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story? Which actually, the next two are semi-related. So if you have something to say, now would be the time.
I do. The next two semi-related stories are brought to you by Mattress Firm. The biggest sleep event of the year, Sleep Week at Mattress Firm, is here, and you're invited. Mattress Firm's sleep experts are here to help you score the Z's that you need. From virtual tips, tricks, and DIYs, be on the lookout for exclusive deals. We're going to share some virtual tips, but you can keep the slumber party going by visiting their Instagram or TikTok. So Mattress Firm's sleep experts have 200 hours of training to help you find the perfect mattress for your needs. So they will help you find the right bed with their wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. RSVP yes to better sleep with Sleep Week at Mattress Firm. Shop in-store or online at mattressfirm.com. So here are some things that you can do. You know, daylight savings. There's so many like things that are messing with our sleep. Start to nudge your timeline earlier, a few days ahead of the spring forward. Move your bedtime and wake-up time up by 15-minute increments, starting 4 days before Sunday, so that you will be a full hour ahead by Sunday. Be sure to get outside, expose your body to morning sunshine when you wake up. Similarly, dim your blue light at night so your body knows that it's time to wind down. Avoid phone usage before bedtime because the blue light from screens can hinder melatonin secretion. Be sure to make your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Studies show that most people sleep best in dark and quiet rooms. That's a comfortable temperature, usually between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Sharing a bed with a partner, kids, or pets can be cause of waking up in the middle of the night. A motion-isolating mattress can help if pets jump on your bed or your partner tosses and turns. So visit Mattress Firm in-store or online. Today's episode is brought to you by Verst, the cure to overcomplicated skincare routines. Their products are effective, easy to use, and affordable, so you can achieve good skin from head to toe without a 10-step routine. We've been trying their newest product, the Advanced Retinol Body Butter, for a few weeks, and we love that we can now get the results of retinol that we love for our face, but on our body. Verst is a dermatologist-tested, clinically-tested, sensitive skin-friendly, cruelty-free, and vegan-free company. They offer high-quality, skin-safe retinol for face, eyes, and body at a fraction of the cost of high-end brands without a prescription. Verst is community-approved, meaning every product is tested on skin. In fact, 100% of their community testers saw improvement in the overall appearance of their skin, and 94% of their skin feels firmer after using Advanced Retinol Body Butter. Verst is excited to offer the Toast listeners an exclusive 15% off discount on your first order, but only for a limited time. Discover Verst at verstskin.com and Target. That is Verst, V-E-R-S-E-D, skin.com/Toast, T-O-A-S-T, to get that exclusive 15% discount on your first order. You can shop them at Target, but also you can discover Verst at verstskin.com/toast. That will get you the 15% discount on all their products. Also love their lip oils and their eucalyptus body, not body, excuse me, melting balm for makeup removal. I think it's the best way to remove your makeup. It's really soft on the skin. It smells really good. It leaves your skin like not feeling like stretched out and dry. It's just a great way to remove your makeup. Today's episode is also brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. After like shopping through your closet and also just the last couple of months shopping online, my goal for like the next 15 years of my life is to stop buying like crap and to start investing in good pieces. I need less pieces that are higher quality, not more crap. Quince is everything. It's the way, it's going to transform the way you shop. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part about Quince is that all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. All the pieces I have from Quince, I've had for a pretty long time. They really wear very well. I have a cashmere sweater. I have a great pair of slacks. They're really basic pieces that you can wear multiple times a week and style different ways, and no one's going to know that you're wearing the same pants because they're just like perfect items for like a capsule wardrobe. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/toast for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/toast to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince, quince.com/toast, T-O-A-S-T.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our next story is that Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright have separated after nearly 5 years of marriage. So Brittany announced on her podcast with Jax, they have a podcast together called When Reality Hits with Jax and Brittany. She announced their separation saying, yes, marriages in general are very hard and I've had a particularly rough year this past year. Jax and I are taking time apart and I made the decision to move into another home to take some space for the sake of my mental health.
So this was like really shocking.
This is really shocking. They've been together for five, they've been married for 5 years. Also, they announced a few weeks ago this new show, The Valley, that Brittany and Jax are anchoring, really, with a bunch of other cast members that we know and also some new cast members. And it's all about like married life with kids in the suburbs. So,
yeah, so they've both been like spotted out by TMZ. They're like really milking the podcast promotion, the TV show promotion. And a lot of people think that this is like a fake because then Jax was like, we are living together. He told TMZ that. So it's been like conflicting reports.
She took his name out of her Instagram bio.
Yeah. A lot of people just like think this is a
PR stunt for the show.
And I just want to say, like, based on my limited knowledge and research of like people that I know, I have been told that this actually is true. I just want to say.
Because this is going to conflict with what I said earlier about believing people and statements for the most part. But I really felt like, oh, not this could be PR. It would actually be good PR for the show, even if it's just like marital troubles and not necessarily a divorce. Like they're saying that they're separating any time apart. They could still be getting back together. Maybe they had a big fight. But I feel like there's two things that I'm thinking. One, like maybe this is PR in some way for the show. The show was just announced and like this is the first time they're having an announcement like this in their marriage.
It doesn't hurt.
But then also I'm thinking like maybe going back on reality TV was bad for their marriage.
Oh, what came first? The chicken or the egg?
I see that you're eating.
I'm sorry. If you want me to continue doing the show, Jackie, during that ad for Quint, I swear to God, I almost fainted.
Okay. So what do you think? And I know you obviously like were with the Taylors who know them, like, I'm just going to ask you, like, do you know anything that's not in here?
No.
And based on what you know, do you think that this is real?
Yes. But they're using it. If that makes sense. That two things can be true.
So you think that there is, you know, marital discord, but also it doesn't hurt to air that out for the forthcoming show.
Exactly.
And that maybe if there weren't a forthcoming show, we wouldn't be hearing about this marital discord that is genuine?
I like that theory that you just...
The second one?
Theorized. I like that. But I don't know. If they made it through like that toxic ass Vanderpump Rules, like this new show, maybe it'll get there. But the first season is not going to be like, you know, trying on a marriage. You know?
No, I disagree. One, I think Jax like goes back to being like reality TV Jax, which he, you know, he's a villain. And I think he does things that it is a reality TV show. So it is his personal life. Like I think things are taxing because he's doing his job well.
Okay.
He, and this is really their show. They want it to be good. I think he's going to put everything that he has into the show. And I think regardless of what the show is like, that's hard on a marriage. And now with a child, like that's not what they were dealing with on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, by the way, you see Lala's pregnant?
That was our next story.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
I think that this new show would come with its own sets of challenges for their marriage that would be very different from the Vanderpump Rules toxicity, but not easy.
Now, let me ask you something.
Bruno just walked into the studio. Bruno, how'd you open the door?
Bruno has thumbs.
Bruno has a post. Bruno got groomed. He was getting groomed and now he smells like a sweet angel.
And then he wanted to show you, Mom, look, I got a haircut too.
And he wanted to come on the camera and show everyone Mr. Handsome.
You and Bruno literally have the same color hair.
You didn't know that? I gave birth to him.
I don't think I've like ever really put that together.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact about me and Bruno, we're twins.
Do you love when I eat on the podcast because I couldn't talk into my microphone and you just got to talk more than you ever have in the 7 years that we've done the show?
It's so true, and I really got to work through my thoughts. I feel like I shared a lot of interesting thoughts in that time.
And by the way, I'm going to take another bite, so feel free to theorize further.
Two more things I want to say, not about the subject. One, I like when you eat on the podcast because you're going to get in trouble with the listeners and not me.
They can't hear me. They can't hear me.
And not me. I won't be getting in trouble. They might get in trouble with me now because Bruno just opened the door, so hopefully there's no noise. And the second thing that I was going to say was about Bruno, that he wants to be part of the show even though you're not here, and that he wants to work, and he is a businessman, and he's on the phone with his lawyers working on 7 business deals.
I'm glad Bruno's sabbatical has come to an end.
Bruno, we missed you. The show is nothing without you. Should we start this episode over?
No.
What are you eating?
A Bear Bell.
You're going to get in trouble.
They can't hear me.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
I have one more bite left.
Okay, enjoy your bite. You know what? While you're doing that, I'll read the headline for the next story. And Ree, Jax, and Brittany, what I like about these sorts of things is we'll know soon enough. Do they get back together after the show? You know, like these things sort themselves out.
Right, it'll explain itself.
Yeah, maybe there's something that we have to watch on the season of The Valley in order to understand right. What's going on. Our fifth and final story, some more Vanderpump Rules news, also big news, is that Lala Kent is pregnant with baby number 2. She revealed that she's pregnant with her second baby and shared a photo of herself bearing her baby bump while standing with her daughter, Ocean Kent Emmett, who will turn 3 next week. She captioned the photo, "I'm expanding my pod," and also it was an ad for Mary Ruth's Organics. She said, "Cheers to a new addition in my little family."
We love a sponsored pregnancy announcement. Clear Blue is vomiting that they didn't get it.
I know. I love a sponsored pregnancy announcement. It's like, get your money. And I also love that it wasn't necessarily Clear Blue. It was a little out of the box thinking.
Right. Because the thing is, as far as I know, she's not in a relationship. So she probably went like a
sperm donor route. She said she was going to for her next. She said that on Vanderpump Rules that she was going to do a sperm donor because she wants another child. And I think she has so much trauma from this custody issues with Randall that she doesn't want anyone having any say in how her children are brought up going forward.
So I feel like when you do get a sperm donor, you do like IUI or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, they tell you you're pregnant at the doctor's office. I don't think you do a Clear Blue, so you can't do the ad.
Really? Why can't you take a pregnancy test? Like, you do IUI, but then you have to go home and see if it takes. And you take a pregnancy test.
Don't they, like, tell you at the doctor's office if it takes?
It's not instantaneous.
Like, don't you?
I think you still take a pregnancy test, unless, like, you want to wait to go back to the doctor. But you take a test.
I mean, like, that's why you have kids. Like, when my time comes, and I don't know when that is, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Prepare to be sick of me. Oh my God, I'm gonna milk it. Oh yeah, I'm having that Clear Blue, reach out, okay? I'm not pregnant and I don't know when I'm gonna be, but when I am, you better believe, Bugaboo, Carters, everyone.
Everyone, reach out to Turdy. Well, you have to do the one, you have to advertise the one that says pregnant or not pregnant, not the two lines. And that's the advice I give to everyone who was trying to conceive. Like, yeah. Get the ones that say pregnant or not pregnant. Do not bother with the lines. Even though the ones that are digital and say it like are probably more expensive, you will spend more money buying so many tests because you're not sure if you see the line.
A faint, yeah.
It's like, it's a lot. I don't even know if I ever did a line test, but just like taking one, knowing, moving on, done.
No, and it's like, pregnancy is a celebration. It's a joy. I don't want to look down at the stick and think of COVID, being like, is that a line?
Oh my
like,
God, it's giving goodbye. COVID.
Yeah, no, it's giving like PCR in your bathroom. No.
It's giving COVID a la Dean.
Right, right. So let's just move on from that.
Yeah, and we're doing digital tests.
It's going digital.
So now that's what Lala was saying too. Like now that the secret's out, she's going to be sharing all about pregnancy, talking about it on her podcast. She's so excited to finally share more. And I'm excited to consume.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this news. I was like genuinely surprised and really happy for her. I feel like she's a really good mom. And she like, that's such a funny thing about the Vanderpump girls. It's like all at once, they like all became moms when I like wasn't thinking that was their journey. And they all I feel like are such good moms and they love being moms and they're just like obsessed with their kids. It's like really sweet.
It is really sweet. And I personally enjoy watching that sort of content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good and semi-sad Vanderpump news for Jackson Brittany, though. I think they'll make it work. What's your prediction?
I think they'll make it work too, honestly. I feel like they've been through so much. And of course, marriages are hard, but I don't think anything they could go through in the future would be as toxic as like that whole time.
Yeah.
Faith. Unless Jax cheated on her again.
Well, then I don't think it would be so murky. Like, we're working on things. I think it would be like, goodbye, good day, sir.
Yes, yes, good day, sir.
So those were the past five stories. You absolutely needed to know them. You absolutely needed to watch The Toast today. We could dilly-dally.
You said you...
Oh, you want to talk about your book?
Well, I don't... You said you had something to say to Redheads, and I just said I wanted to promote the Redheads that I just finished Strange Sally Diamond, and I'm so looking forward to listening to the podcast episode because it was a fabulous book.
I'm so glad. Last night, I finished our this month Redheads book, Frozen River by Arielle Lawhin, and I was reading, oh my God, so fast yesterday. At one point, I was cooking dinner, and I couldn't read, but I needed to be reading, so I bought the audiobook. I'm listening for Smart. 2 seconds, and Zach comes in. He's like, cheater. I was like, what? Oh. I was like, audiobooks have always counted to me.
They do.
And he was like, it's not called The Listen Heads.
Oh, he needs to be slapped.
Yeah. The thing was, I listened to maybe like 20 seconds and then, you know, everything, like things just went off the rails. And I probably in total listened to 1 minute of the audiobook and then went back to reading at 8 o'clock last night. And I finished the book in time. We're recording the episode today. So if you have questions about the book, email us at theredheadsbookhub@gmail.com. It was historical fiction. We haven't done that in a while. And I'm really excited to record with my swirlies, except I feel like in all of my busyness, like what's really taking a hit in terms of my attention is the Redheads.
Like the Instagram page?
The Instagram page. Like, I feel like I'm always rush reading the book. Like, I just, it's the thing that's slipping through the cracks and that hurts me. But I will never stop.
So I know that you are so passionate and it's hard to delegate.
Why
don't you hire like a social media manager for the Redheads?
I'm going to hire a social media manager for the Redheads. I just have not even had time to like, and I have emails like, because once I said
field applications.
I haven't had time to like look through or like interview people or even start the process. When I said it a few weeks ago, so many people emailed the Redheads like applying. So I have candidates. I just haven't even gotten to looking through them. So yes, that is on my list of things to do is to delegate and prioritize the Redheads. And I apologize to the community if I haven't been, you know, doing enough. I do.
Are you going to do better?
I'm going to hire someone to do better.
Love. Why do better when you can outsource?
I'm going to outsource doing better on this one. The good news is like, I'll apologize to like, you know, the fellow Redheads and they're like, we don't give a rip. We just like reading the books and doing the episodes. What happens beyond that is up to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, God forbid any of them did the Instagram.
Oh my God. Literally. Well, I'm excited for the new episode of The Redheads.
Oh, and...
And I think you're doing great.
Thank you. Let me know what you think of... What'd you think of the book, Strange Sally Diamond?
I loved it, although by the end, I was just like a little fatigued and a little confused.
Yeah, like, it went off the rails a little at the end.
Yeah, and I didn't realize because like time... The book spans like 40 years, and I just forget that like by the time we get to 2020, like it's COVID, and I'm like, not this book talking about COVID. Even though it wasn't really a big deal, but like it was just annoying.
It did kind of affect the outcome of the book though. And it makes you wonder if I'm sure that happened in real life.
Actually, yes, you're right.
Which is sad.
Yeah, actually, Yeah. Wait, what happened in real
life? The trail went cold. Like, he just, like, flew out, wears a mask for the rest of it. Like, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All these cases, like, were deprioritized, and so many things, like, just didn't get the attention that they deserved during COVID.
Much like the redhead's Instagram.
Yeah. Much like the redhead's Instagram. I think about the redhead's Instagram, and, like, gives me a bit. Knowing how behind I am.
Just outsource.
I will. Anyway, so if you're a redhead.
Oh, speaking of, I know you don't know this because you don't have a TikTok, but this girl, like, made a TikTok that made its way across my desk. Like, it kind of went viral. And she was like, I went to St. Bart's for a day, like, when I was in the Caribbean a couple of months ago, and I left my Kindle at this restaurant. And they offered to ship it to me, but it's, like, literally just as much as the Kindle to ship it from out of the country. She said, if anyone I know is going to St. Bart's, like, she'll give it to them, the hostess. And she was like, this is my plea for Claudia to get my Kindle. So, of course, I got it. I'm going to ship it out today. Like, hero. It's, you know what it's giving? Mm. Queenie of the week. That's what people are saying online, that because I got it, I'm Queenie of the week.
No, she just got it to go viral, but.
Duh.
But, of course, the good naturedness is an added bonus.
No, like, I literally want to keep that girl's Kindle. I just lost mine. Like, it's mine now, bitch. Sorry.
No, like, keep it until you go viral.
Yeah, no, I posted it, and I did go viral. Like, I got what I wanted. She can have her Kindle
back. Oh, good. Okay, good. Yeah.
And by the way, Jackie, she left the Kindle at the restaurant months ago. I picked it up. It still had battery.
Classic Kindle.
And she was, like, literally reading, like the cover was on it, and it was, like...
Smutty ass.
There was, like, literally... It was, like, so, it was giving Danielle Steele.
Like a bare-chested so man.
Yep.
From the back or from the front?
Front.
Ooh. Face or no face?
Face.
That's when it's like, when they put face on the cover.
It's like, please stop.
No, I feel like when there's no face, it's like vague. What's this? When it's face, it's like, okay.
This is what it is. Yeah.
There's no mistaking it.
So that is our show. If you're looking for a full in-depth recap of my trip to St. Bart's, I'm actually going to record that today, both solo and with Ben. So head to patreon.com/thetoast for that. Also, I hate to do this, but, like, big week for Turdy. That's all I'll say.
Oh, God. What is it? Do I know?
I'll give you a clue. That's, like, subliminal messaging that no one's going to understand. Tro. Tro. Tro.
Spell it.
T-R-O. It's one half of the word. It's like I'm like abbreviating it. Tro.
Tro. Tro. Tro.
Tro. Tro. Tro. It's giving tro.
Tro.
You guys will find out in a few days, like, kind of big week for Turdy. That's what I'll say. Okay?
I'll say it too. I'll back that shit up. I'll back it up.
Any secret projects you want to...
No, actually, though, we have a secret project that we're working on, aren't we?
We do. And actually, I meant to set a call.
That requires an actual call. Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of big things in the work for your
girl. Big things.
Let's wrap this up so we can get this episode up. I have officially, like, lost circulation in my vagina. How do people cross their legs and wear jeans?
Sound off in the comments.
Maybe it's just because they're really high-waisted. Like, I pull them up so high.
Two things that cannot be true at once. Wearing jeans and crossing your legs.
Totally. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast and Lennon Morning Show. We deliver the fast stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So you're watching us on YouTube. Please feel free to subscribe and give us a video thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts and where podcasts can be found. So Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Podcast Works, all the places. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us at Toast and leave a five-star review. Better beautiful sounding and wickedly talented we are.
Love ya. Bye.
I'm so glad you dropped off like that thing you were doing. I don't like it.
I like it. It didn't come to me today, but stay pressed, Turdy.
Ooh, bye.